Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Dieters, beware. Calorie postings on restaurant menus can be misleading. Yes, you heard that right. If your daily routines involve calorie counting, don't rely on fast food restaurants and restaurant chains to do the calorie counting for you. It is very convenient that now when we go out to eat, the calorie and nutritional information is usually written on the walls or even on the brochures. You can find them online, and there's even apps now that display this information. But according to a new study conducted this year from a major university, fast food and chain restaurants that display this calorie content of their meals on their websites and menus tend to underreport the amount of calories in these meals by an average of 19%. I know that sounds mind-boggling, and 19% doesn't sound like a whole lot, but if you listen to what I have to say today, it's going to add up to quite a bit. And actually, all of this 19% is going to add up to quite a few belt notches on your belt. If those of you are wondering why you can't seem to manage that weight. As part of a new law, calorie listings are popping up on restaurant menus everywhere, ranging from McDonald's to Starbucks to Olive Garden. Even some of the franchised restaurants will have this information written for them. Years ago, and I can tell you personally, after I had my third child, going to a coffee shop that no longer exists and asking them for nutritional information on one of their mocha lattes. And they would literally look at me like I had three heads. It was just something that you just didn't ask for. And now it's written everywhere. And like I said, there's apps, there's information. You could look it up. You can find it. But what if these calorie numbers are wrong? In a new study of posted calorie counts, 19% of these foods tested in a lab had been proven to be incorrect. More and more foods were off by 10 to 100 calories in each meal. So if you eat out a lot, this could definitely contribute to why you're not losing weight. One of the things that I always tell my clients is you just can't trust what you get when you go out to a restaurant. And a perfect example is going out and ordering a salad. And we all know, we've all heard the stories about how salads sometimes are deceiving and the salad dressings have more calories than sometimes a cheeseburger. But even when you order a salad and it's just a plain bed of lettuce and you know by looking at it, all the vegetables are there, are clean and crisp, and they bring you the chicken breast and it's sizzling and you could just see the crisp chicken right in front of you and it tastes so flavorful. It just doesn't taste that way when you cook it at home and when you put it in the oven with no oils or butters. And that extra oil and that extra butter and those extra seasonings are what's going to add calories, preservatives, and sodium. And don't get me started on sodium, because that's going to be a really big part of the show today. Some meals contain twice as many calories as those listed by the restaurants. Furthermore, there is usually a caloric range so great on the value meals that it becomes very unclear and vague as to what you're actually calorie count is. So let me give you an example. We've all been through drive-thrus now where you can pull up and you can see what all your meals are. And so without naming any names, because they're all the same, value meal number one, your caloric range is 600 to 1,200 calories. So you look at that and you know that if you order value meal number one, you're going to get a burger with fries and a soda. And that minimally, your meal is going to be 600 calories, or maximally, it's going to be 1,200 calories. So minimally, 600 calories would be if you ordered it small with a small soda, which would be a diet soda, and a small fry. But if you were to get a large fry and a large fountain drink that isn't diet, then that would put you at the 1,200 range. Most people aren't going to mathematically sit there and figure that out. You're going to just go with the lower number in your head and think, oh, I'm just going to go with the large, but we're going to count it as 600. And those fries that they sift up, they're not actually weighing them as they are weighed in the portions of fries. So your 500-calorie fry might actually be 600 calories. And the research that I've proven today is that the average line of error is 20%. So now we're looking at a meal that is 1,200, 1,300 calories. And although the calories are written right there on the wall for you to see, your most consumers are going to look at that lower number. Part of the problem also is, according to researchers, is that chain restaurants often throw in free side dishes with their meals, and these side dishes that aren't included in the meal's calorie counts. So, for example, you might order a meal from somewhere, and they might say that the calories are 650 for the meal, but it might come with a side of apples and a side of bread and a side of cookie, but they don't include that in with the calorie counts. And that is a proven theory. So if you go to a restaurant and you see that the salad on the menu is 380 calories, I guarantee you it does not include the bread, the apple, or the bag of chips that comes with it. So you have to be very, very, very mindful of that. A study was done where items were packed in coolers and taken away to an analytical lab in Boise, Idaho. Technicians performed nutritional tests determining the items' caloric and fat contents. They did this by breaking the fat down into simulated digestive processes. So they basically took a meal from a restaurant, and it's a restaurant that is a commonly known restaurant. It's a sit-down restaurant where someone would bring you your food, you would order your food, and the lab separated the fat and other molecules and measured them. After determining the amount of fat, protein, and carbohydrates in this meal, the lab was able to calculate the overall number of calories in this meal. The restaurant sample showed the widest variance of the menu's claims. The menu item was Pollo Margo Skinny Chicken. It came off of the skinny menu at this well-known restaurant chain, and it was supposed to have 500 calories. It actually contained 1,022 calories, according to this testing. The chicken dinner was supposed to have 6 grams of fat, and it had 49 grams of fat. Furthermore, this Pollo Margo Skinny Chicken was supposed to contain a total of 520 milligrams of sodium, and it was found to contain 1,256 milligrams of sodium. So this is just one example of one meal at one restaurant that was randomly tested by a food study at a food lab. Now, just to be clear and just to be fair, not all meals were found to be this off in calories. A few were overestimated, and some as much as 30%. And nor does this study suggest that restaurants and food manufacturers are purposely trying to be misleading. So today I want to discuss how you can make good decisions when dining out and what things you can do to make sure that no matter where you're eating, you can make modifications to any meal that will save you hundreds and possibly even thousands of calories. So if you're just joining us, Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, I am talking about eating out and how you can be misled by the nutritional information that is written on menus and on the walls of some of these fast food and franchise restaurants that you might find. So these are tips for dining out. You always want to look for a light menu or a healthy menu. Most restaurants will offer this, or they will have a heart-healthy menu, or they'll have icons on the menu that will point out entrees that are supposed to be reduced in calories and fat. Now, keep in mind, the sodium levels may still be outrageous, and they probably still are outrageous, but you can still ask for that nutritional information. And if you certainly tell them that you are on a special diet, and you don't need to get into what kind of diet you're on, you don't need to lie to them, and you don't need to tell them that you have a heart issue, just tell them you are on a diet, they will provide you with the nutritional information. But take everything with a grain of salt, or at least 1,200 grains of salt, because what I just told you is you might not be getting the actual factual information. So keep that in mind. A checklist to avoid when you're dining out. Avoid the following. Fried foods. Always say no to fried. Now, I know, yum, yum, they're so good when they're fried, but you're doubling, tripling the calories. Always say no to oil. Always say no to butter. Don't be a fool and sweep things under the carpet. So when something is a steamed vegetable, you still have to tell the wait staff that you don't want oil and you don't want butter, because they were going to put it on regardless. And believe me, they will. You have to specify that. You don't want anything battered. Battered means that it is put in a floury mix and most likely then fried. Anything creamy. Whether it's a sauce, a dressing, a soup. Creamy usually means heavy whipping cream or extra flours that is going to add calories and fat. So when you're looking for soups, you want to stay away from the creamy bases, and you want to stay away from the creamy salad dressings. Candied. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. If you're ordering a salad and it comes with candied pecans, or candied berries or whatever, you want to make sure that you either have those on the side or don't have them at all. The average amount of calories in candied nuts is 180 calories per 2 tablespoons. And if you don't know what 2 tablespoons looks like, a protein scooper, just one of those, is about 180 calories. And believe me, if you've ever had that on your salad at a restaurant, they usually dump so much of those on there that you're looking at a lot of calories. If you're ordering something that's sauteed, you have to be careful. This is healthy if you do it yourself, but sauteed does not mean that it is free of oil and free of butter, because you can saute things in oil and in butter, and usually at restaurants they do. At home, I saute things in broth. I saute things in cooking spray. At restaurants, they saute things in oil. And that's frankly why they taste so good. Be careful with pastas and rices. One serving is 1 cup. That's the size of a Rubik's Cube, a small Rubik's Cube. Basically, it's the size of your fist. So a typical pasta meal is 2,000 calories at a restaurant, because when you go out and you order a pasta meal, it comes in this dinner bowl that is 10 inches large, and it's 2,000 calories. And it doesn't matter if it's gluten-free. I don't care if it's whole grain. I don't care if it's made out of corn or quinoa. A calorie is a calorie. And if you're eating an entire dinner plate full, it's too much pasta. So you want to stay away from that. Oftentimes when my clients do dine out and they ask me my opinion on things, and they have a dish that's off of the light menu that comes with rice, I tell them to ask the wait staff to hold the rice and ask for extra vegetables, or make a really conscious effort to only eat 1 cup of that rice. be careful with appetizers. We love them, of course, but most starters can be meals in themselves. If you think about it, my lunch today, your lunch today, is probably the size of what a normal appetizer is at a restaurant. One time I calculated the calories of what I ate before the meal came. 100 calories for a glass of wine, 350 calories for steamed mussels, which I thought was a great choice. Starter salad, which was 250 calories, again, a great choice. And I sat there and I thought, oh my goodness, that's 750 calories and I haven't even ordered my dinner yet. And I thought I was doing a great job, and I was. And that's the sad part. I didn't order flatbread pizza for appetizer, and I didn't have a sugar-filled martini. I was being good, and I was still at 750 calories before I even ordered my entree. Finally, don't be tricked with buzzwords. Whole grain, chia seeds, low sugar, gluten-free, organic. Just like I mentioned earlier, I don't care what you say, organic, whole grain, pomegranate seeds, whatever. Calories are calories. So when you order a salad and you're out somewhere and there's goji berry seeds and all this fluff on there, it doesn't matter. If you're being misled and your belt buckle is not buckling the way you want to be and the way you want to feel, it's most likely because of the calories. So if you're being misled, I have some more news for you. I've even been misled because yesterday I went to a popular restaurant chain to do some blogging. Since I was taking up a table, I decided to have some lunch as well. This restaurant lists their calorie counts on the menu as well as on the wall as you order. So I decided to order a seasonal summer salad with chicken, blueberries, strawberries, pineapple, walnuts, and poppy seed dressing. And I know what I'm doing, so I made a really good choice, and the menu said 300 calories. And this is honestly before I even decided to do this show today. I started to eat my salad, and I noticed that the chicken was left off. So up to the counter I went, where I waited for someone to help me. And a very nice staff member came up to me and grabbed a handful of chicken out of the bin and threw it in my salad. And we were having a conversation about my nail polish, and next thing I know, this staff person just had this big handful of chicken that they just plopped on my salad. And I thought, oh, bonus, I got extra chicken. And then I thought about it and I thought, okay, there is no way that this salad is only 300 calories because I did not see them use a measuring cup. I did not see them use any sort of technique at all that would indicate that they knew how much chicken they put on my salad. It was not portioned at all. And this was just chicken. What if this was candied pecans at 180 calories a tablespoon? I mean, I just got extra chicken. Great. And I know my calories were well over the 300 for my salad. But I'm sitting there now and I'm watching these people flocking in line, paying $12 for these power lunches. You know, this amazing new marketing trend. Power bowls. You know, I saw this commercial yesterday, in fact, for power bowls, and it prompted me then, you know, this would be a great show. So I looked it up. Power bowls. It's this great new buzzword. Look it up. All these restaurants have these power bowls. Kale, quinoa, black beans, plant-based, goji berries, blah, blah, blah. Sounds amazing, right? Dreams come true? Look it up. 780 calories, 1,500 milligrams of sodium, $12 for a power bowl. Yeah, that's something. And you know what else? I looked up, I did. I looked up how much a bread bowl is because, I mean, if I got to eat anything at all, it would be a bread bowl. I'd be getting myself a bread bowl, I'd be putting soup in it, and I'd be just diving in. A bread bowl is only 20 extra calories. I can have a bread bowl for 800. And actually, sodium was just a little bit higher than that. Sodium on a bread bowl with the soup in it was 2,000. So this is how misleading it is. is that all of these people standing in line at their lunch hour getting these power bowls are being so misled, thinking that they're getting themselves this amazing lunch, and really, they're not. Later that afternoon, as you guys all know, I trained the Huntley Fire Department. I was off to go train them, and I had some time, so I ran into the Walmart here on 47, and I was zipping down the aisles, and what caught my eye in the frozen section was Healthy Choice Power Bowl. So I was like, hey, let me check this out. And, you know, I'm not a fan of frozen foods. I'm really not, but I thought, let me just check this out, because Power Bowl, and I was on the theme, and I checked it out, and I couldn't believe it. I pulled it up off the shelf. It was $3.94. It actually did not have preservatives and additives. It was actually kale, chicken, quinoa, cauliflower, rice, black beans, some other things. It was 210 calories and 510 milligrams of sodium. I was flabbergasted. So I thought to myself, you know, if you're in that much of a rush and you're in a time crunch, you're better off doing that or making your own Power Bowl for $4, because that is so much more nutritious and so much more economical than standing in line for an hour and a half. And impossibly, impossibly deceiving. And since we're on the subject of impossible, there's also, of course, the new trend of these burgers that have just come out that are impossibly amazing. Now, I haven't had one. I haven't had one. And I'm not knocking them in any way, because I've heard they are amazing. Plant-based. They're plant-based. And if you are vegan and you want to adapt a vegan lifestyle by avoiding meat for ethical or environmental reasons, then by all means, it's nice to have the choice. If you're trying to create a vegetable-based patty or you are trying to lose weight, they are not. Because these vegetable-based hamburgers are 660 calories with 40 grams of fat, when a regular traditional cheeseburger that you can get at any one of these fast food chains at all typically clocks in at 650 calories. So you're looking at the same amount of calories. A traditional cheeseburger is going to clock in at about 45 grams of fat. This plant-based burger is going to clock in at about 40. So you have to question, from a macronutritional standpoint, what is the perk? There is none. So if you're eating this trendy item because you think you are making yourself healthier, you're not, because this patty itself is made up of soy proteins and potato proteins and coconut oils and sunflower oils and salts and yeasts and all these agents that are really impossibly unhealthy. So just be very careful and be very mindful when you do eat out. Again, if you're doing it for reasons other than your health, then by all means, you're enjoying yourself, by all means. But don't be fooled in wondering why you're not able to lose weight. Anytime you eat out, the scale might budge up a few pounds the next day because of the sodium content. And believe me, if you want to have some fun, go online, look up nutritional information and sodium levels of restaurants. They will blow you away. You should get about 2,000 milligrams a day if you're a healthy American. There are meals out there that are in the 2,000 and 3,000 range at restaurants that you would never, ever, ever suspect. So be clear on your choices. Stay away from those creamy sauces. Watch and listen for those buzzwords. Sometimes those buzzwords actually call attention to the fact that you might be being drawn into a product that is actually not good for you. And that's when you want to put your feelers out there and do some investigating by getting on Google and figuring out the actual true facts of the item. And if you're going to go out to eat, make it worth your while. Find something that is enjoyable and talk to the wait staff. Make those modifications. Tell them that you don't want the butter. Tell them that you don't want the oil. I've even gone to restaurants and ordered a pasta dish and asked them to substitute the pasta for just steamed broccoli, and they will do it. I have had linguine with shells and mussels, and I've told them no linguine, and they've made it for me with broccoli. Am I driving them crazy? Perhaps. Do I tip them well? I sure do. And that's all that matters. I'm happy. They're happy. And I hope you're happy as well. So, eat this, not that. I certainly hope you enjoyed my show. I certainly hope that you pay better attention to the choices that you make when you dine out. And I certainly hope that you tip your wait staff well, because they certainly deserve it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not you've done this about what you do. It's all about where you.